Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, August the 3rd, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which you will find on my Podbean page, over to the left, under the heading Links. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, on to the show for today. Well, we're going to start by talking about what I rather nastily refer to as an irredeemably spoilt nation. Because if there's one thing that we can agree on in the country, it's spending money, come what may. Americans consume. And even with that strongly held view, I wouldn't have predicted just how resilient the consumer would be in their willingness to keep spending, with retail sales now at all-time highs. Anyway, that should give you some food for thought for the beginning of the show. Then I have a few words to say on China's economic success. China has, as you all know, grown from strength to strength. Its economy surged at an average rate of around 8% a year. Life expectancy more than doubled from 37 to 77. So I think they are due for some words of kudos from us. Then I shall come at you with my bad news Boeing report, which is a little longer than usual today, but there's a little more to say than usual, so there you go. Then I shall tell you about the release of another declassified document which directly refutes prior statements about the investigation into Russia collusion. And the plot really does thicken substantially at this point. So then I'll be having a look at some of the ways in which reparations might be extended in nature. And this would be of a humorous bent, ladies and gentlemen. And I shall finish the show with how the civilian populace believes that the country is winning. I'm afraid that is not exactly the case. I'm not going to belabor the point, but I do think it needs to be emphasized. Well, so for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows or some such, and I'll take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So as I said, feel free, please, to select any three shows from my Podbean archives, and if you don't have any preferences, I highly recommend the latest three shows because they do deal with everyday current events, and the latest current events will be more fresh in your minds and thereby give you a greater sense of how I deal with them in my show. So let me finish with my contact information, starting with my email, which can be found also on my Podbean page up at the top in big letters, in case you haven't anything to write with right now, but otherwise it is rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials, my name and the number one. rwlmartin1@aol.com. And then, of course, I also have, as most of you know, I suppose, a Facebook and a Twitter page. My Facebook deals with matters which are a little bit too short for inclusion in the main show, and my Twitter page deals with matters which are even shorter than that, often known as one-liners or cryptic comments. So, my Facebook page is as follows, www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. That's all one word, no punctuation and no spaces. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. And the Twitter address is very simply www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Again, all lowercase, my initials RM and Wake Up Call. RM Wake Up Call. No punctuation, no spaces, just RM Wake Up Call. Now, I don't fill them in regularly, but when I do, it's worth having a look, I think, and you can read the back ones as well, and both the Facebook and the Twitter pages are free. So, enjoy yourselves, have a wonderful week ahead, and I will be back with you. This is Richard Martin from The Wake Up Call, talking to you again on Friday. So until then, take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.